And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 13th of January, 2013. It was on this day in 1968 Johnny Cash recorded a live concert at Folsom Prison in California. He'd written his song Folsom Prison Blues years before with the line, "I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die." He sold the idea of a live concert at Folsom to his record producer. They recorded two concerts that one day. And 4 months after the concert, the album Live at Folsom Prison reached number one on the country charts. Johnny Cash, you said, you build on failure. You use it as a stepping stone. It's the birthday of Laurie Moore, born in Glens Falls, New York, 1957, author of short story collections Like Life and Birds of America. Her first book, entitled Self-Help, the stories written in the style of how-to manuals, including How to Be an Other Woman, How to Talk to Your Mother, and How to Be a Writer. Laurie Moore was once asked in an interview why she writes so often about characters who make jokes. She said, "I feel that when you look out into the world is funny, and people are funny, and people always try to make each other laugh. I've never been to a dinner party where nobody said anything funny. If you're going to ignore that as a fiction writer, what are you doing?" It's the birthday of Jay McInerney, born in Hartford, 1955, lived the glamorous nightlife of fashion parties and dance clubs in New York City, and then moved away to Syracuse so he could write about it in his first novel, Bright Lights, Big City, came out in 1983. And it's the birthday of the dime novelist Horatio Alger, Jr., born Chelsea, Massachusetts, 1832. Went to Harvard Divinity, became a minister, was forced to resign after he was accused of having sexual relationships with boys in his congregation. So he turned to writing dime novels for boys and wrote the Ragged Dick series, more than 500 novels, young, virtuous street urchin boys who saved up their money and then did something impressive that attracted the attention of rich, older men who became their benefactors and taught them how to prosper in the world of business. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Katha Polka, entitled Turkey Love. At the corner of our fenced yard, a tom fans his feathers, drops first one barred wing, then the other, sachets before our shed, a blue-faced matador, red wattles swinging as he taunts imagined rivals. It is pure theater, and we, his only audience, peer past the kitchen curtains, whispering, enchanted by the mysteries of wild courtship. Two hens, bored or unimpressed, peck under the bird feeder before sauntering away. Engrossed in his performance, the tom fails to notice their exit at first, then panics, dashing back and forth along the pickets, unable to find the open gate, deflated and frantic, a comic Casanova. Sympathetic to his plight, knowing well how miscommunication leads to heartache, I stand on our deck, cheering encouragements, while you go to his aid, waving arms to herd him out, because even turkey love deserves a second chance. Turkey Love, a poem by Katha L. Polka, from her collection Miracle of the Wine, published by Grayson Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.